Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalit Dini with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryu and Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang inspects ongoing road repair works along National Highway in Kohima. Chairman Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Alun Hansing, stresses the role of policing and police officers in child protection. Additional Secretary and Director General Nako V. Hekalejimomi emphasizes youth as present and future drivers of change against HIV/AIDS. And Commissioner of Police Dimapur Autulati Imchan exhorts achievers of Mayang Nokcha Awards for academic excellence. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryu and Deputy Chief Minister in charge of National Highways T.R. Zeliang visited the ongoing road repair works along the National Highway at Kezanu and Lizocha stretches under Josoma Village in Kohima District today. During the inspection, Executive Engineer PWDNH Bendang informed that the stream responsible for recent landslide along with two adjoining streams has been diverted to another valley. These streams are being channeled into a single reinforced concrete box drainage system designed to ensure better water flow and stability. The Chief Minister expressed concern over the need for slope protection to prevent future landslides and emphasized the importance of constructing proper drainage systems. He urged engineers and contractors to ensure quality workmanship and expedite the completion of the road repair to restore safe passage for commuters. Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NSCPCR, in collaboration with Commissioner of Police Dimapur, organized a one-day awareness program on child rights and child protection at Commissioner's Office, Dimapur, yesterday. Chairman NSCPCR Alun Hansing in his keynote address said, with advent of technology, things are becoming complicated, particularly for police officers who are dealing with child abuse cases and children in conflict with law. Reminding that the children are the backbone of the nation, Mr. Hansing questioned the actual implementation to reach the target of making the children as the backbone of the nation. He stressed the role of policing and police officers as their presence gives children a sense of security. Meanwhile, DCP Headquarters Ruth Muru said that the program was particularly targeted for the police community as they are the important stakeholder where delivery of justices and protection of children is concerned. Additional Secretary and Director General National AIDS Control Organization NACO V. Hekalejimomi has highlighted that youths are both the future and present drivers of change against HIV/AIDS. Speaking at the grand finale of Red Ribbon Quiz competition held at Tetsuo College Sovima Chumukedima yesterday, she said, awareness, empathy and informed action are the most powerful tools in the fight against HIV/AIDS and in building a healthier society and a healthier nation.
By engaging them through education, dialogue and programs like the Red Ribbon Quiz and the Red Run, we are ensuring that you have the right information, the right attitude, and the right support to make safe, informed, and healthy choices. Each of you here represent young voices wanting to make a difference. You remind us that awareness is not just a formality, but it is a responsibility. And when that awareness is combined with compassion, courage, and creativity, change becomes unstoppable.
Ms. Shimomi also highlighted the impactful work done by NACO through Adolescent Education Program and Red Ribbon Clubs, reaching over 68,000 schools across the country and establishing over 15,000 clubs in colleges. In the quiz competition, Telangana emerged as a champion, followed by Manipur and Kerala. The 32nd edition of the Mayang Nokcha Awards for Academic Excellence, instituted by Mayang Nokcha Award Trust, was held today at Holy Cross Higher Secondary School, Dimapur. Speaking at the award ceremony, Commissioner of Police, Dimapur, Autulati Imchan said that the greatest achievements and happiness in life often come without external recognition arising from choosing dignity, showing kindness to the undeserving, or overcoming failures. While encouraging the students, Ms. Imchan said that failure is an inevitable part of life and self-motivation is crucial for overcoming setbacks and continuing forward when external support may be absent. She also reflected on her past experience of receiving the Mayang Nokcha Award in 2005 and the lasting impact it had, describing it not just as a trophy, but a trophy of faith and courage. The Mayang Nokcha Award for Academic Excellence overall topper was presented to Lung Hee Yang Le Nring of St. Paul Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, who also bagged the award for being the subject topper in mathematics. She was awarded a cash prize of 25,000 rupees along with a certificate and a trophy. Other awardees were also given cash prizes along with certificate and trophy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the entire nation today is moving forward by preserving its heritage while pursuing development. The Prime Minister said that this vision of India can clearly be seen in the new building of the Chhattisgarh Assembly, which mirrors the rich cultural heritage of the state.
Chhattisgarh ke naye Vidhan Sabha mein khade hain. Yeh bhavan bhi usi nav swar ka prateek hai, jahan purane anubhavon ki dhwani hai aur naye sapnon ki urja bhi hai. Aur is urja ke saath hum ek aise Bharat ka nirman karna, ek aise Chhattisgarh ki neev banani hai. जो विरासत से जुड़कर विकास के पथ पर आगे बढ़ सके.
During his one-day visit to Raipur, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Nava Raipur. The center is a modern hub for spiritual learning, peace and meditation. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, development of the nation is linked to the development of its states. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addressed the 12th ADMM Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The minister said, India's strategic engagement with ASEAN is not transactional but long-term and principle-driven, and it rests on a shared belief that the Indo-Pacific should remain open, inclusive and free from coercion. The minister said, India has always emphasized the need to incorporate climate resilience into defense cooperation. Mr. Singh said, India's experience in the areas of disaster risk reduction, early warning systems and humanitarian assistance can assist ASEAN countries in strengthening their preparedness and capacity to address climate-related disasters.
भारत ने हमेशा डिफेंस कोऑपरेशन में क्लाइमेट रेजिलियंस को शामिल करने की आवश्यकता पर बल दिया है. एनवायरमेंटल स्ट्रेस, रिसोर्स स्कैरसिटी और कॉन्फ्लिक्ट, इनके बीच का संबंध इस विषय को रीजनल सिक्योरिटी एजेंडा का आवश्यक अंग बनाता है. भारत का अनुभव डिजास्टर रिस्क रिडक्शन, अर्ली वार्निंग सिस्टम्स और ह्यूमैनिटेरियन रिस्पांस के क्षेत्र में आसियान को क्लाइमेट रिलेटेड डिजास्टर्स के प्रति रेजिलियंस बढ़ाने में सहायता करता है.
एंड द नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स हैज ऑफर्ड रिलीफ टू द इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सेक्टर बाय रिड्यूसिंग टैक्स बर्डन्स एंड मेकिंग की डिवाइसेस मोर अफोर्डेबल. जीएसटी ऑन टेलीविजन मॉनिटर्स एंड प्रोजेक्टर्स नाउ अट्रैक्ट 18% GST instead of 28%, reducing costs for households, schools and offices. Similarly, tax rates on air conditioners and dishwashers have been lowered from 28% to 18%, making home electronics accessible to more citizens. Furthermore, renewable energy devices such as solar panels and composting machines, which earlier attracted 12% GST, are now placed under 5% tax slab, promoting green growth and sustainability. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zelyang inspects ongoing road repair works along National Highway in Kohima. Chairman Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Alun Han Singh, stresses the role of policing and police officers in child protection. Additional Secretary and Director General NACO V. Hikali Jimomi emphasizes youth as present and future drivers of change against HIV/AIDS. And Commissioner of Police Dimapur Autula T. Injen exhorts achievers of Mayang Nokcha Awards for Academic Excellence. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.